always, we are wishing you the best. That's myself, Ellen Kamai, the Natural Nurse. You can always find us at naturalnurse.com or Facebook, The Natural Nurse, along with my co-host, Dr. Eugene Zamperone. And we have actually been partners in our health and wellness business, Natural Alternatives, Health Education, and Multimedia. We just celebrated our 26th year of incorporation. Wow, life goes fast. And we are dedicated to educating you about information in holistic medicine. So to do that, we have this radio show and other radio shows. We hope you join us here all the time or find us on the archives right here on PRN.FM. Scroll down to N for Natural Nurse, and there's literally over 200 shows posted, over 160,000 downloads. Why don't you join those people? It's wonderful to have you on board. And we also meet with many of you in person. So we have Chinatown trips where we meet in Chinatown, and you can come with us to the museum in Chinatown to learn about tongue and pulse diagnosis, to experience a Chinese apothecary. We actually go down steep stairs into the bowels of Chinatown, and we watch herbal medicines being made. You will not see that on any other trip, but we have access to an FDA-approved Chinese herbal laboratory. So very, very exciting day. We do that twice a year, and the next one is coming up very shortly. Go to naturalnurse.com. Right on the front page is the Chinatown Walk. Click on it, and you'll find out how to register. It always sells out, so we suggest that you register in advance. We also participate in the Naval Expo. That's Naval, N-A-V-E-L, Expo, E-X-P-O.com, NavalExpo.com. And twice a year, we have two Naval Expos. It's actually four, because there's two in Manhattan and two on Long Island. And every time you turn around, there's one coming up. So check your times and check out NavalExpo.com. That's where we have over 100 holistic health providers top in their field giving presentations and also having booths where you can visit, get lots and lots of free samples. Every single hour, there's five people presenting. That's about the only downside of the Naval Expo. It's really good to go to NavalExpo.com, download your free magazine, download your free presentation schedule so you can see what you would like to go to. And then if you want to contact me for free passes, we give them out all the time. And we're very happy to have on board with us today a marvelous doctor who I will introduce to you shortly, and he too is one of the totally amazing holistic presenters that you would get to see live at the Naval Expo. So check him out also at NavalExpo.com. Today I'm going to interview Dr. Vincent Trinis. Dr. Vinny, who he likes to be called, is a chiropractor and teaches ACMOS, ACMOS method. You may not know what that is now, but you will by the end of the show. It's a bioenergetic method. And Dr. Vinny is an integrative chiropractor who studies such things and shares such information as metabolic typing, NAET, which is an allergy elimination technique, enzyme replacement therapy, NutriSpec supplementation, Master Shah's soul teaching, mind-body medicine, and bioenergetic synchronization techniques, among the many other healing modalities that Dr. Vinny offers. He also utilizes a special tool called the Lecher antenna, that's L-E-C-H-E-R, Lecher or Lecher antenna, which evaluates the supplements, adjustment, and exercise therapies so that each of his protocols are completely individualized for that individual. And one of the things I love that he does is he does house calls as well as having a beautiful office. So thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Vinny.
Hey, thanks for that beautiful explanation and kind words that you've shared with everybody. It's giving me goosebumps just to think that there are
But it's all true, because let's go back in time and let's visit you as a little boy and see if you can get into this feeling of what led you to a path of natural medicine.
All right, so we'll go back to maybe age 5 to 6, and I can recall that I had a polio vaccine, and I didn't know at the time the symptoms of the side effect, but now understanding vaccines and their effects on, let's call it, the energy system or acupuncture, I had a fever, and I just didn't feel right. So our mother always knew that vaccines were, you know, helpful, but if there was a side effect, she would sense it. And I remember getting a bag of potato chips to soothe my whatever it was I experienced. I don't know if there's a soul connection there. So that was the beginning of now when you look back in hindsight. And then another quality happened as I grew in my teenage years. People would come up to me and ask questions. Or if they were having a problem with a boyfriend or a girlfriend, they always came to me and asked, you know, and I had a way of, I guess, soothing that, an ability to kind of connect with somebody and get a sense of, now that I can explain a little better, is that inner voice kind of thing where, you know, you just hear someone's in front of you and you just sense, oh, they're hurting, or, wow, this person's really joyful, or, you know, so... even though there's a religious connotation in a Christian sense, this Holy Spirit, right, or the Native American spirit, I guess I exuded that. And then my brother goes into med school, and our father gets melanoma. And he had a lesion on his breast, and he would hide it from our mom. Like, you know, he thought it was a pimple. But then it became more than a pimple. My mother happened to see it, and she said, "What's that?" So it turned out it was stage 3 to 4 breast cancer for a male. Of course, that's not that common. And since our brother was in med school, he said, "You have to have that taken out, and you will follow the protocols of medicine at the time to make sure it's done." And our father had the understanding of, I know I have to take this draining tumor out, but what brought me to this? This was back in because of Carlton Fredericks, a nutritionist, Linus Pauling, and a biochemist called Burton, and he had a clinic in Freeport. And since he was listening to this radio show on our, at the time, WOR-AM radio, of which Atkins came out of, he decided to go to this clinic. But he looked at his illness as, what in my lifestyle caused it? So Dad was teaching piano at a public school, doing club dates for weddings, playing piano at a place on Long Island for weddings, and raising 7 children, so working 7 days. So what he did was he looked at it, he changed his job to a more calming kind of piano teaching. He also was teaching at home. Then he changed his diet based on Gersten, and he changed his religion. He looked at his religion. He was raised by Jesuits in Fordham. You know, you have to follow the rituals and dogmas of a church, and if you didn't, you had guilt. So he looked at his illness, how can I help it? So that was major. The closest thing after that was I was an emergency medical technician. I became an AEMT.
So you
and I realized, you can really help people.
Medicine, and that was still more conventional. But boy, oh boy, in all of conventional medicine, I would have to say, EMT is where conventional medicine really shines in emergency.
Yes, it's needed. You know, you're in an acute situation. I didn't like fighting fires, which I had to do, but then I became an EMT. And then what happened was synchronized. One of the things that a lot of us can understand is, you know, things happen for reasons profound at the right time. And sometimes when you're going to go through a shift, it's almost catastrophic what the life brings you, the change. It's like you're on the, we need to bring you here. And what happened was we currently have 6 children, and the youngest at the time was Christine, the first one. And I had this business, carpet cleaning. It's interesting how I always wanted to be my own boss. And I had this partnership, but it wasn't legal. Our daughter was born. The next day we had this confrontation, and this partner of mine threw me up against a wall because I wanted an attorney, whatever the story is there. I immediately left that day and went up to the osteopathic school. Since my brother was in med school, I figured, you know, I want to become a doctor, and for whatever reason. And I went and got interviewed that day at NICOM, and my QM was a 2.9. I was taking industrial engineering, and I was interviewed and said, well, you have to start school all over again. I had 90 credits. I need a 3.7 QM. Well, that took the wind out of me. And as I was at the light of the chiropractic school and the osteopathic at New York Tech, I saw New York Chiropractic College, and I went, oh, what's that? I knew my brother, my wife's brother's friend was in school. I immediately left that light and was inspired, right, to go down to his house in Bethpage, and he was in the back studying biochemistry. And I told him the story. My partner just threw me up against the wall. What is this chiropractic? And he was studying whatever, neuroanatomy, and he said, come to the clinic next week. Well, I had migraine headaches my whole teenage life doing landscaping. I have blonde hair, and I never wore a hat. And by the second visit, and it was not your conventional type of manipulation, it's called Activator, I lost my headaches, and I thought, you mean I don't have to clean carpets and go to your home, people can come to me, and a year and a half later, with a 2.9, whatever the QM was, I sold myself that I was becoming a chiropractor. Meaning that I went for a run, because a lot of times you want to get your energy up, and I went into the interview and I said, I'm becoming a chiropractor. And they said, well, first we have to interview. I said, well, if I don't go to New York, I'm going to Chicago. And I got in. And just to understand for people, you know, life brings you all these gifts. And I was on academic probation for 5 of the 10 semesters because I ran a full-time carpet cleaning business and having to go to school. And I'm not whining about it. I'm just saying if there's anyone that wants to make a decision to do something that they'd love to do, just, you know, you have all the power to do that. And for some reason, my sweet wife, Diane, was supportive with this. By the end of chiropractic school, we had 2 children. And then what happened, and this is critical to try and understand why Miss Ellen is so passionate about wanting others to know. There's so much we can do, but it's up to you to learn it. The knowledge has to be by the person. The individual has to seek this out. I was taught in chiropractic school that when a child has a fever, you adjust the upper neck. So I took our 2-year-old daughter at the time, and I gently adjust her neck, and she said, ow. And I said, ow? She said, Daddy, that hurt. So I went back to the teachers at the chiropractic school, and I told them the story. Well, you told me to do this, and this happened. They said, you know, you do what you have to do. Don't let a patient dictate to you. When you got to go in there and do your chiropractic, you have to take control. And I was like, right on, but it didn't sit well. Then I learned Activator, which is a gentle tapping tool. And that
okay,
hurt
well,
her.
Let's slow down there because we want to be sure that our listeners are grasping, because some of these things are very, you know, common knowledge to you, but maybe not so much for our listeners.
Okay.
Yes, we will talk. Let's talk about some of these really excellent techniques that you have. So that is an interesting one, and you did show it to me. I also want to share with our listeners that in preparation for this show, I actually came into your office as a patient so that I could experience a lot of these really interesting and different techniques that you have become such a master of over the many years that you have been practicing. So let's start, since you brought it up, with the Activator. What is that?
All right. The Activator is an instrument that was developed from dentistry. For those of us who have experienced the dentistry of amalgam fillings, there was an instrument. They put the mercury mixture on the surface and had a little squeeze tool. And they would squeeze it into the amalgam, and then they would put it into the tooth, and it would click like a little high-speed force and get the layers of amalgam to fill the cavity. Well, some brilliant man, Alan Fuhr is his name, through his friends in dentistry said, well, why can't we make an instrument to impact a vertebrae? And they did some analysis on instruments, you know, spring-loaded instruments, and they came up with a tool that seemed to be fast enough that rather than manipulate the spine, you can go in and just adjust one area. That's what makes some of the chiropractic currently stagnant. I don't want to be too negative on it, so we'll just say not as up-to-date or an activator practitioner in all the world, when they're taught, knows how to bring out a particular vertebrae. Of course, there's 26 of them generally, right, that seems to twist. The muscles on the right side pull the upper neck to the right, let's say. So an activator practitioner puts your body, as you're on the table, in different positions, for example. If you turn your head to the right and the practitioner is looking at your leg lengths and you have a right short leg and you turn your head to the right and it goes shorter, that's a particular vertebrae you're addressing with the muscle tension in the spine in that area. So when the leg goes short, the practitioner knows to adjust the vertebrae in a specific direction and all of a sudden your leg goes even. If there's sometimes there's a position where the patient will put both arms over their head and the evaluator, the practitioner, will check your leg lengths. That's the 12th thoracic vertebrae. So there's 12 vertebrae with ribs attached. So it's a very specific analyzation of what vertebrae are pulling out the spine. It also adjusts your extremities, your clavicles, shoulders, elbows, and wrists. So it's a more fine-tuning of using the principle of moving an area that's not moving that great and getting this nerve flow, supposedly nerve flow. I guess you can't separate blood flow, nerve flow, chi, or acupuncture energy. Any one of those topics, if you work on someone at a wrist, can open up stuff in your hand and back up in your shoulder. So it's a specific, gentle type of adjustment that uses a clicking device. People could say that I'm being stapled, you know, but that's what it sounds like.
It does sound like it because it goes like click. It does sound a click.
And it's not start. And the thing that we want to understand with it is anyone at any age, like someone who's in their, let's say, 70s to 90s, there's some arthritis in the spine. Well, you know, most chiropractors don't want to manipulate or adjust the neck when someone has advanced arthritis. But with this method, it doesn't matter. You're not going to hurt anybody. It's just a quick action, relax that muscle in that area technique. How's that?
Yes, and it doesn't really hurt at all. So it helps you personalize your treatment, which is your specialty. And you've learned so many things. Tell us about Master Shah's soul, because that's something that's unique.
I think you mentioned what's fun about sharing this information is all you have to do with Master Shah's work is just go online, drshah.com. And, you know, Master Shah, a lot of us who are trying to help ourselves stay healthy in mind and body, right, thinking, grow rich, how to win friends and influence people, and more in a, let's say, a Christian orientation, the power of positive thinking, or E Squared by Pamela Grout. All of these wonderful books of you can think it into creation, the mind and the body. Well, Master Shah and some of the other practitioners and healers now are saying, first it's heal the soul, let's call it the soul, heart, spirit system, and the mind and the body has to follow. That he calls it, you know, this is his wordage, the soul age. Now, Master Shah has a beautiful book on doing self-help. You know, the main thing I think Ellen and I are trying to share is we want to help you help yourself. and then we'll fine tune the peculiarities or the subtleties of herbal therapies or whatever. So emotional freedom technique comes in. Most of you may know of that. You just tap areas, and you just gently tap your head on the top of your head and go, just like tapping a little baby. You tap the top of your head, and you go, I just choose to be at peace today. And just by tapping the top of your head opens up stuff you can't see, but that's Master Shah's work. Master Shah is doing mindfulness affirmations, sound, because every organ will have a sound in the Chinese, the ancient chanting, and then visualization as part of his treatment, where like in the, for those of you who understand, each organ has a color. Now, some people would say green is for the liver and gallbladder, but some people see purple when they close their eyes and they tap their liver. So it's a affirmation, chanting, mindfulness like this, for example, if we were to do a little bit of what he says, dear soul, mind, and body of my heart, I love you. It's kind of like you're talking to your heart. Hello, right? You have the power to heal yourself. Do a good job, like you're saying, hey, you know, not for nothing. Do a good job, and then you say three thank yous. That's all in the book Soul, Mind, Body, Medicine, where you just learn the chanting. And when you can see a color, when you can chant, when you can, and the last one is soul tapping. You're tapping the organ, you're closing your eyes, you're talking with it, like, come on, get back in the program. It's fascinating. So all of these methods, right, Ellen, are all coming to the same point. And the point is, can I just try and enjoy my day and be nice and serve people? And that's what I think all of these methods bring you to, an awareness that the practitioner you want to go to just spends the time with me. You know, chiropractic offices, I had three treatment rooms. I can't do that. I can't talk with somebody and know that their husband's an alcoholic and just think, oh, I'm just going to do chiropractic and then have a nice day. No, that person has to know they need to be an Al-Anon or whatever, you know. All of us are doing how to get the energy of the body at ease, Master Shah. Amazing practitioner.
Beautiful. So it's a very holistic viewpoint. Well, we're going to take a little break right here on the Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, and we'll listen to the Natural Medicine Chest. When we come back, we're going to continue our discussion with Dr. Vincent Detrinis, known as Dr. Vinny. And on our website, this show will be there along with links. So I will tell you his direct contact line, which is 631-331-4486, or you can email him at doctor, that's D-R, Vinny, V-I-N-N-I-E, and then D, so it's drvinnyd@yahoo.com. But if you're listening in the car, you know, a lot of people download the show, and you listen to it on all kinds of pads, iPad, WooPad, I don't know what the pads are about, but in any event, and you don't get that because we're just speaking it, it is going to be online at prn.fm. Just scroll down to today's show, and you can actually find all of the contact information. So remember that also Dr. Vinny will be one of the many presenters at Naval Expo, so you can find out more at navalexpo.com, and you can get a free ticket there, as well as also getting all kinds of registration information, a free magazine with loads of information articles, and you can always contact us at naturalnurse.com or Facebook, The Natural Nurse. We will be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
On this edition of The Natural Medicine Chest, we'll discuss an herb we all know and love, cinnamon.
Ah, spicy, sweet smell of cinnamon. Everyone recognizes the familiar aroma of this common kitchen spice. But did you know that cinnamon is an exotic plant bark with a long history of medicinal use in many countries throughout the world? Cinnamon was listed as an herb with medicinal properties in Chinese literature as early as 2700 BC. It is described in the Chinese medical text, the Tang Materia Medica, written in 659 AD. Cinnamon also enjoys traditional use in Ayurvedic medicine, the ancient healing art of India. It is mentioned in the Book of Moses and has been cultivated in Ceylon and Sri Lanka since 1200 AD, where much of the world's supply is still grown.
In Europe, cinnamon was regarded as a rare and precious spice. Many pharmaceutical substances, such as cough syrups and digestive tonics, contain cinnamon. It was also used as an incense and in perfumes. According to Chamberlain, writing in France in 1887, cinnamon possesses the greatest antiseptic properties. Cinnamon is gathered from the dried inner bark of the branches of a small tropical evergreen laurel tree. The bark is peeled off, and as the pieces are dried, they curl up into quills. These are the common cinnamon sticks that are used in herb teas and for baking.
In Chinese medicine, cinnamon is one of the most widely used warming herbs to aid in circulation and digestion. It is a common ingredient in small amounts in tea used for nausea during pregnancy. It is also used following delivery to decrease hemorrhage. Cinnamon raises vitality, warms and stimulates all the vital functions of the body, counteracts congestion, improves the digestive system, relieves abdominal spasms, and aids in peripheral circulation. The essential oils contained in cinnamon include eugenol, cinnamonic aldehyde, methyl eugenol, tannins, and mannitol, which give cinnamon its sweet flavor. It also contains cinnzenolin and cinnzenolol, which are both known insecticides.
Try putting some liquid soap and cinnamon in a spray bottle and use on plants as an organic bug repellent. Cinnamon is also included in many medicinal recipes that are used for lice, scabies, and other skin parasites. Cinnamon has antifungal, antiviral, and bactericidal activities. It has been shown to suppress E. coli, Staphylococcus, and Candida albicans.
So, listeners, the next time you inhale that sweet, spicy aroma, remember there's more to cinnamon than meets the nose as you reach into your natural medicine chest.
Spelling Kamai, the natural nurse. And you can find us at naturalnurse.com and Facebook, The Natural Nurse. We have a few spots left for our up-and-coming Chinatown tour to Manhattan. And so you can go to naturalnurse.com, look in the right-hand bottom part, and see the Chinatown tour. You can register. There are a few places left for the next tour. We also have Naval Expo coming up, and that's both in Manhattan as well as Long Island. You can check out all the information at navalexpo.com. And we have several online courses in natural medicine happening just about every day where you can actually become certified and get CEU credits in all different aspects of holistic medicine, such as botanical pharmacognosy, if you're really up there in herbal medicine, or beginning herbal medicine, how to use herbs for yourself and your family. That class is coming up soon. So today we have with us as our guest Dr. Vinny, Dr. Vincent Detrinis, and he is a practitioner who does house calls as well as having an office in Suffolk County, Long Island. And he is a really interesting doctor because he has spent his life studying techniques that you may not have heard about before. And we spoke about a couple of them. Welcome back to the Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, Dr. Vinny.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's been fun, you know? This is
now,
exciting
time flies,
stuff.
As you can see. So I would like to definitely get to some of the really special things that you do and no one else does. So first I'd like you to tell me what you mean by bioenergetics, and then let's talk about ACMOS.
Okay. Bioenergetics is an expression or an explanation of what seems to be current, in vogue, so to speak, with the next level of healthcare. Andrew Weil had said, I remember hearing on a Wayne Dyer tape, that the future of medicine is energetics. And what he was inferring is that I believe and understand it that this is perfect energy flowing in the body that's running the show. It has a specific name. One is Eastern in the traditional Chinese medicine is Qi, and then in the country of India, Ayurvedic medicine is Prana. And this energy, like I share that, I'm not thinking about my heart beating right now. That's automatic. I don't have to say, okay, heart, make sure you're beating 80 beats per minute because I'm standing up and talking. And this energy is making digestion happen. We're in the morning in New York time, so breakfast is being digested. And then it gets sent down, think about it, to the smallest cell, the nutrient of glucose, and then it goes into a cell, and some cells, I don't eat it. So this perfect energy, I ask people, are you perfect? And most people go, no. And I'm like, well, yes, you are, in a sense, because you have a perfect system running your body. And if we're an extension of the energy of life, universe, call it whatever you want to call it, we have that inside of us. So the field of bioenergetics is to take the biology of a person and find out how is its acupuncture energy flowing. And traditional Chinese medicine would take pulses and try and figure out what system is over or underactive. So in the field of bioenergetics, we're entering into a point of, I remember being told by a woman's mother who was in her, she's passed a couple few years now, she would go to her doctor and he'd say, Gladys, how are you today? She says, I don't know, why don't you find out and ask my body, and if I don't like what you say, I'm not taking it. And out of that experience, this woman knew that she intuitively knew what was or wasn't happening, and she needed an explanation. And if she wanted to do it naturally, she's not going to take the prescribed medication. So bioenergetics is being able to question the energy of the body as to the specifics, what it needs. But you need to be able to ask the body, right? There has to be a way. Conventionally, currently, you have pendulums, you have kinesiology, muscle testing. However, there's been this antenna developed called the Lecker antenna. And Ernest Lecker in the early 1900s was the first physicist to capture radio waves. And in our radios of the past with tubes, there was a square metal loop wrapped with wire. And as you turn the dial, it harmonized or had a vibration only of a specific square. That did away with dot, 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 dash, 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 having to do ways of communication through that system. Now there was an ability to capture radio waves and make them resonate at certain frequencies. That developed AM and FM. So this is a scientific device called the Lecker antenna. So did I answer your question about bioenergetics?
Yes, you did, in terms of you, as a practitioner, have learned techniques to, well, we'll say speak to the body. And
yes,
that goes beyond what you even, what I find amazing about bioenergetics, because I've used it for many years as well, is you know that it rings true, because sometimes you as a practitioner with all your years of knowledge, 40 years of knowledge on this topic, may make a decision in your brain that a patient needs a particular thing, which is based on science, which is based on your very valid evaluation after years of experience. And yet, when you go to test the body says, no, that is not good for me. I need this. In terms of the testing technique that you're using, which is a specific device, very interesting looking device, called the Lecker antenna, or if it, in fact you use some other technique such as kinesiology, the body will tell you something different, and you'll even look quizzically, you go, oh, I thought it was something else.
Yes.
And yet it's really matching the appropriate therapy for that patient.
Yes, and everything, when you start to work with this method, so the so-called lay people who don't have a degree in healthcare can use this device to measure, once you get it moving, it's kind of like a dousing device, a graduated in certain numbers on it, that you could find something in the grocery store and just put it over the vegetable at a certain number, and if it doesn't move, it's not organic. So everyone is stating organic, And at the expo, I'll have some fruits and whatever, and I'll have separate organic, not organic, and have people maybe feel the antenna. So it's a method of questioning the individual aspect of a person, and that's where this method ACMOS comes in. ACMOS, developed by an electrical engineer, molecular biologist in Paris. And it stands for A, analyzing, C, the compatibility of M, matter, O, on the organism, S, and its surrounding energy or synergy. So putting it down even more, explaining it a little bit better in a sense. Analyzing whether a substance, whether it's matter, cell phone, or whatever you have that you take by mouth, is compatible with you, you being the human being, and your surrounding energies or aura. This antenna can measure your magnetic and electrical fields and see, are you to the left, are you to the right? There's many ways of balancing the energy centers of the body and these fields, these measurable fields that come off the body. And we can specifically ask the body, if you know what questions to ask, it could be a medical doctor asking, is this medication compatible with this person? And there could be a choice of three on the table. And the person who's at the doctor's office would hold this little metal disc, and you can see this on the internet. At the end, we'll give the website. And the practitioner just learns how the antenna moves or it doesn't. When it moves, it means yes, and when it doesn't, it's no. And any practitioner in any field, when it comes to healthcare, can evaluate what you need. Like, if we can go on the topic of fish oils, you know, everyone seems to be appreciating their benefit. However, well, how many should you take? And for how long should I take it and not take it? For those of you who take supplements, haven't you noticed I don't need to take this today? You've taken it so much, you're almost like gagging, like, no, I don't need this right now. That's the intuitive sense. This is a scientific instrument you can use to go over the supplement and see if it moves. So now we're getting into the specific personalization of a product or drug and its potency, meaning one person needs a half a tablet or 1 milligram of iron for 18 days, and another person doesn't need iron, they need calcium. So the example is with osteoporosis. Everyone's talking about osteoporosis. But everyone's drunk or has taken in cow's milk. Now, I learned a while ago the McDougall Plan, an interesting book, and Diet for a New America. John Robbins, the son of Baskin and Robbins, said, you can't get calcium from cow's milk if it's been pasteurized and homogenized because it changes the chemistry of it, and the body goes, what's this? It's kind of like we used to be able to eat raw eggs. Now we can't because there's salmonella. But when you cook an egg, it's harder to digest than a raw egg. That's the same concept, that calcium is to be gotten from fruits and vegetables. There's a special hook up with the chemistry of a vegetable through the roots of the plant, breaking the bonds of the metal. So I'm getting ahead, but it's just that people have osteoporosis, but I drank milk my whole life. Yeah, well, it has nothing to do with milk. Cows are meant to breastfeed cows, and raccoons breastfeed raccoons. Now, I'm not knocking. I have ice cream. Don't get me wrong, but I don't drink milk because I need calcium. And the medical approach is you have osteoporosis, take calcium. But too much calcium causes a problem in most people. Sometimes it's magnesium. So that's the method. ACMOS is designing and making your environment compatible with the outside from electromagnetic fields. Cell phones don't cause cancer. You know, however, cell phones, if you understand them, need to be neutralized. What does that mean? In my work, in the work I've been taught, use essential oils to fix them. So those of you know about essential oils, you can specifically put it on a phone. And we can measure mathematically how your energy went up or down. That's an advanced thing to try and explain. You'd have to experience the technique. So that makes it specific. A specific method of asking the body, what do I need? And the other thing, if I may add, every supplement has certain levels of vibrancy. If it's grown on the Alps, it's going to resonate different than growing in your backyard. I'll put it that way. So some herbs have a higher quality, such a high quality that you can wear it and the body will get the energy in. The Lekker antenna measures a supplement's potential vibrant energy, which
That's
makes
a really nice statement there, Dr. Vinny. The Lekker measures a supplement's potential energy. Is that what you said?
The potential exactly. Positive the first energy? Level is a food. The higher level, it radiates. So when it radiates, you just wear it in your pocket. And one of the fun things is, one of the questions we ask someone's body is, do you have a relational stress? And you know, just take that in a second, Zach. You mean a person can stress me out? Yeah. But if you can get the counterwave to the anger of the person, let's say who's an alcoholic, and you find what oil that is, you just wear it. You know, it's kind of like Seinfeld when Kramer wears the garlic. He's got the Kevorkian, you know, whatever. Those of you who've seen that show, it's hysterical. But he reeks of garlic, right? Who's going to want to be around him? But that's the idea. There are wavelengths of energy coming at you and causing tensions. And for those of us who remember, when you went down to put the electricity back on, you had to take a fuse, which was a glass device, like a little bulb, and screw another one in. Circuit breakers in the energy system of the body, the brain electrical energy, anytime there's electrical energy, there's a magnetic field. So we are electromagnetic beings. We, every night, will put circuit breakers on. It's very interesting, Ellen, how last night I dreamed about talking with you. Now, you had me think about dreams in a different way now. After I read one of your books, I'm like, that's very interesting. I don't know, you know, that's a little bit advanced why that happened, but my point was that we're all connected, and this energy, you get affected by other people and heavy metals, and you can actually use essential oils, herbs, homeopathics, trace elements, and colors to balance your body's acupuncture system. So what ACMOS does differently is it never opens up an acupuncture point unless you ask the body. So everything, and the other thing too, for those of you who see practitioners, the practitioner just asks your body, when should you come back? I don't need to see you 3 times a week for 6 months. So every field has its specialty, physical therapy, chiropractic, acupuncture, and if you can understand how to help yourself with this antenna, then you can do a lot of the work on your own. It's as dramatic as this. You know, some of us who are, you know, older in a sense, watching movies, can't handle violence. And I used to know, I don't want to see that movie. If you really wanted the wave of the future, the understanding of the future is the one who wins while we're here can conserve their energy. I want to be able to just take my energy and give it to somebody else in love, kindness. But if you're wrapped up in your job you hate and your shoulders are up by your ears and you don't go to a chiropractor or a body worker or some kind of counselor, you're using up energy with your shoulders being by your ears. Now, the shoulders being by the ears could be, there's a circuit that thinks you're fighting a tiger or your husband or heavy metals. And if you know how to question the body and fix that circuit, then you've got this energy flowing optimally. And that's the ACMOS approach. Fix the circuit, ask the body, temporarily give the frequency, the mineral, for only a certain amount of time. With this method, generally speaking, the less supplementation, the better. Right, Ellen, you kind of have learned
well,
that.
Well, that's an interesting philosophy. The less supplementation, the better, looking towards other totally natural interventions.
That's
and
what
we
you do.
Have, one more break here, Dr. Vinny.
Yes, dear.
So that's Progressive Radio Network, that's PRN.FM. Any of you who are listening live, that's where you are. If you're listening on the archive, that's where you might be as well. And that's Progressive Radio Network, where there's many wonderful shows that are archived 24/7, so you can listen at your leisure. And we will be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And thank you so much for joining us today. This is Ellen Kamai, the Natural Nurse. Please get in touch with us. Give us your thoughts. Tell us what you'd like to hear about and join us for classes and workshops. Go to naturalnurse.com. Look at the calendar to see all of the events that we're hosting. Check out the Chinatown trip, the online classes, and the books that we have available to our listeners, as well as the many free radio podcasts, including this one that we're doing today, as well as articles, etc. And we love to hear from you. You can also find us at Facebook, The Natural Nurse. And today's guest is Dr. Vincent Detrinis, known as Dr. Vinny. He is a chiropractor, but has advanced his practice to include so many other techniques that we have been talking about on today's show, many of which I bet you never even heard of. You can contact Dr. Vinny at 631-331-4486 or email at drvinny, that's D-R-V-I-N-N-I-E-D, for the first letter of his last name, at yahoo.com, or check out the archives and they'll have a link directly to that contact information. You've been sharing so much great energetic information with us, Dr. Vinny. You described something that you are a master of at ACMOS, A-C-M-O-S, something called the Lecher antenna, that's L-E-C-H-E-R, antenna, which I am sure many of our listeners never heard of, seeing as I have been involved in bioenergetic testing for probably close to 30 years, and I never saw one until you showed me it in your office just the other day, and it was amazing how you were able to evaluate what supplements and what kind of adjustments and what might be off in my body. Thank God I'm a very healthy person, so we're just looking for minor imbalances, but of course many of your patients, I'm sure, came to you as a last resort, and you were able to help them. Is there a patient that comes to mind who you'd like to share as, you know, a specific case, obviously not mentioning their name?
Yeah, well, there's a young lady through through my close friend who's since passed, which makes interesting, you know, how you deal with people who have passed away, but they still are part of your life. His daughter hasn't been able to conceive a child with three miscarriages, and then we started working. She called me, and she calls me Uncle Vinny. And Uncle Vinny, you know you can help me. And she does yoga. She's, you know, one of the things with energetics, we have to try and just know, I don't know what I don't know, and be open to, well, that's very interesting. And now she's maintaining, I think she's in her fifth month, and out of necessity, Ellen was kind enough to explain a technique called NAET. Those of you who have been seeking allergy-type techniques. This is a wonderful woman from California. We have 28. We have 28 grandchildren, nieces and nephews, and a lot of them have come to me. And I thought chiropractic cured everything. I was told chiropractic first, drug second, surgery last. Well, when you have that first person who needs surgery. And then I was gifted to watch the surgeons in the operating room. We can't do that anymore. These two individuals were profound technicians. You know, the way they talked to each other like a wrestling tag team was mind-blowing. And then I realized we had our nephew who had asthma, serious asthma, and nothing was helping, nothing I had learned at that point. So he was the greatest teacher to keep seeking. And I took NAET, and it helped his asthma. So those are just two of individuals. Here's something that's very important I'd love to share. You know, back in the day, it was called alternative medicine. We're separate from them. And I've started to realize that younger people must understand it is integrative work, where we have, someday you're going to see it, these beautiful practitioners will be meeting together and masterminding on top, things that also can be done. We need both types of work. You need medications for those who don't want to change their lifestyle and has diabetes, etc. If you're not willing to watch, look at your diet, well, then you need to be on the medication. And I'm a licensed chiropractor. I can tell you what your body's saying about the medication, but I'm not going to tell you to stop it. And most medical doctors in my age category, let's just say 50 above, don't have time to spend learning energetics and mean the body needs only one of these every other day. You know, drugs are very specific, and they can help maintain the body. But I think Ellen and I might concur, it doesn't heal anything. It just maintains. So if you're smoking and you're drinking and you're doing lifestyle stuff, none of this work's going to work. Even my work. It has to be a mutual team. And a lot of times I'll tell, like just the other day, I found parathyroid. And this doctor on Long Island was said, wow, I'm so grateful he found that. Now I know why your spine was falling apart. So what's exciting is to be able to call the practitioner and go, really, I didn't know that, you know? Versus the other one goes, yes, can I help you? You know, the white collar kind of, hey, wait a second, please. That explains we want to integrate. The more information, the better. And then you make a decision what you want to do. How's that?
Well, that sounds very logical. That's for sure. So that's the thing. What's different about your therapy is that it is very, very uniquely focused on each individual. And
yes,
you spend a lot of time. How much time do you take, let's say?
I spend a half hour to an hour on every person. I use the word person. It's a little different. And our office is in this mindset. Anybody can come and experience this work. I am not necessarily a high-end practitioner where, you know, I have to charge my fee. The normal fee in nutritional work generally is $1 to $5 a minute. But there are Hispanics, let's just take one group, and other people who, that's why I make house calls, because those who are referred to me, I will treat. I can't be concerned about finances. And people will say, well, you have to have your needs met. We have food on the table. Diane and I are still talking. We have some kids. I have a home. If I lose the home, I'll go in an apartment. When you get to that level, in a sense, seeing people, they can come in for whatever they can afford. This is kind of like very different, where I really don't care what I get paid. That's not my mission and purpose. That's why Ellen and I have met, because we have to make a living, but you should be able to experience the work. That's the wave of the future.
And what are
you
going
to...
Let's just talk a little bit about the Naval Expo. Believe it or not, we're almost at the end because the time ran away.
Thank you.
But let's sign out by saying what you will be talking about at the Naval Expo.
Okay. At the Naval Expo on Long Island, I will be explaining and showing the Lecker antenna, how you use it to question the body, how you use it to treat the body, how you use it to evaluate the body. I think it's very important to bring these two things up. If you want to see the Lecker antenna, what it looks like, go to YouTube and just plug in L-E-C-H-E-R antenna, and you'll see it. And the other website, if you really want to become versed in the field of bioenergetics, get the vernacular, the words down. This is Dr. Renee's website, and I'll go very slow. It's ACMOS, A-C-M-O-S, then the hyphen symbol, then the three letters, SBJ.com. S is in Sam, B is in boy, J is in John.com. When you get to the website, it's in French or English. Just go to instrumentation or anywhere you want to dance in that website. The ACMOS method is very popular in Europe. In the United States,
you know what? Thanks for giving that link, because we actually have to say goodnight or good morning or wherever listeners are up to, but I want to thank you so much for being our guest, Dr. Vinny, Dr. Vincent Detrinis, explaining this very interesting information about activators and ECMOs and Lechner antennas and things I am sure our listeners have not heard about. Many of them have not. And thank you so much. And
have a great
thank
day.
You, thank listeners, you. For joining us today for another edition of Alternatives. Until next time, this is Ellen Kamai, the Natural Nurse, hoping that you stay healthy.